Hi, it's the 29th day of April, year 2022. Thank you for coming to my website. Today I'd like to talk about brainwashing, because I think that that plays an awful heavy role. How do I define brainwashing? I believe that anyone that is your enemy desires to alter your present convictions concerning the world that you live in today. They desire to change the way you view life as long as they have you in their environment. In other words, you're captive. Either captivated by the popularity of the event, the person of the event, or whatnot. They will seek to impose their particular indoctrination, is what I call it, on you. And this is where it really takes an effect. You have to keep in mind that they have their own belief system, and you had better know your belief system before you are captured by them. Now, what does brainwashing do to us? Well, they will use a systematic alteration process in order to gradually bring you into another conviction, besides the convictions that you have. And when they do this, they slowly eliminate your worldview through manipulation. That's the methodology in which they get you. Sometimes they do it through religion, a faith that you may have, a close family member. Brainwashing takes place in a lot of different ways. They will attempt to convey that your habits, that your lifestyle, your lifelong loves are contrived to bring you to this place where you're supposed to be suffering. And they become your captor, and they're going to make you feel safe. Brainwashing happens in this way all the time in people's lives. They will attempt to persuade you that they're your friends and that they have the right way. And with this certain persuasion, they will attempt to turn you from people that are more like you than more like them. I'll give you a good example. I received a phone call from a very good friend of mine, and he told me that he was leaving town for the weekend, going to Palm Desert this weekend. It's a huge gay event that takes place. I attended it a number of years ago. I have no desire to attend things like that because it kind of gets out of hand, and it's against what I think, how far you can take a particular lifestyle morally. I will not be brainwashed to think that that is healthy. It's not a healthy environment if you're thinking about being who you are in a society living around people. I will not be brainwashed like that. A lot of people love being brainwashed. The person that is against you desires to alter your present convictions concerning the world that you live in. Is your faith in God a dependable faith, a reliable faith, a believable faith, or do you need someone screaming down your throat telling you every day how you're to live? These people desire to change the way you view life as long as they have you in their environment. Now, this takes place not gradually, but it takes place usually in churches, okay? Because that's when you find yourself under the control of the false teacher. The false teacher loves to get you there. Now, how do people do this? They'll seek to impose their particular indoctrination upon you. Now, keep in mind, they have their own belief system, but I'm telling you that you had better have your own before you're captured by their words. I'm thinking of the late Miles Monroe. He did that as a motivational speaker. He did that, and when I first started listening to Miles before he passed on to the other side. I know that many a Christian have lost battles through the ignorance that they are living under. They've just been dumbed down. They don't question what they hear. These people that use these tactics sometimes use theology to seduce you at times. They'll use what I call a systematic alterization process in order to gradually bring you to another conviction by slowly eliminating your worldview through manipulation. They'll use scripture sometimes. They'll say that God spoke to them and told them to tell you this and tell you that, a form of manipulation. I cannot be manipulated by anyone because I'm listening to everything that anyone might say to me. But if you're not aware of these tactics that they use, you're an easy prey for deception. And I'm telling you that they do it in churches. The pastors do it if they call themselves pastors now. I really don't know who they are. But what is their ultimate end? They will attempt to persuade you that they are your friends, number one, that they love you, that they're your friends, and you buy into that. Sometimes parents do that when they try to manipulate their children, or the children try to do that to manipulate their old, aged parents. They would tell you that they have the right way. And they, with much persuasion, will attempt to turn you from other people like you through deceitful lies and granting favors to you in order to win you to one particular thing. And basically you find yourself denying God and everything that you know to be true to yourself. I try to share with people to be true with yourself, and you will never be brainwashed by anyone else. Brainwashing takes place within the context of one being caught off guard through an act of purposeful deceit. They are purposefully trying to deceive you, and deceit always manifests itself in the following ways. I'm going to give you a few ways in which deceit comes towards you. You may think that this is a lightweight study. I want you to look at this, and I want you to ask yourself, why are you listening to what you're listening to? Sunday mornings, I go to various churches, and I view these people, and I view the speakers of these people, and I see what they're telling them. Well, the church of Jesus Christ most quickly has to come to understand that talk is cheap. Talk is nothing but a cheap shot in the dark if one does not know where the communicator is coming from. When the pastor speaks to you and he says, now listen, I'm going to give you something that you've never heard before. Well, if you've never heard it before, then it can't be in the Bible. So it's not of God. It's his opinion. You're being slowly led into a brainwashing conflict. If you don't know what the intentions of the speaker is, why are you listening to them? I was invited to an event, and I went, and I really didn't know why I was invited, but it was free food and drink, and fellowship was nice. And I was just invited by because I assumed that the person loved me and wanted to treat me well. They didn't tell me anything that sounded strange or weird to me. I didn't have to co-sign to anything. See, I knew what the intention was. You invited me by because I'm a friend. That's all. But if there's another reason connected with that, I need to discover what that reason is. How do I come to know for myself what the speaker's intentions are? Some of us go and listen to a speaker, and you have no idea what he's leading up to until you've been led down the lane of deceit. So I ask personal kinds of questions such as, what did you just say? Or I find myself saying, say what? See, because I'm thinking about what you're saying. You're trying to use magic trick on me. That won't work. I review in my mind your statements, and then I judge those statements through what I call logical analysis. I'm being logical in everything that I'm here, and I analyze your words through my logical analysis that God has given me the ability to use. I ask others the same kinds of questions in order to hear if they heard the same thing that I just heard. If I'm in a company of other people, like let's say in a church setting, I'll say, did you hear that? Do you believe that? Did he mean to say what he said? I find out what the motives of the person is. Why are they in this building saying this? What and how do they plan to accomplish that which they say God has called them to? And if it has to do with my money, with my welfare, with how I'm living, what are you doing? Pulling a rabbit out of a hat? Make it plain, make it clear, because I refuse to be brainwashed into something that God has not said, that I have never heard before. I cannot be brainwashed because I'm listening to everything very closely. I approach every situation as one does a problem of math or science, believing that there are solutions to my unanswered questions. And if I don't get these solutions to the unanswered question, which are based on logical analysis, I'm not going to follow you. You will never be tricked by any of these things if you use this methodology that I'm sharing with you right now. I never, as a person, never wholeheartedly believe in anything anyone says because of my affection or admiration towards that person. I could like the way you speak, like the clothes you wear, and love the car that you drive, and love that you're doing well for yourself and your family's well. But I'm looking for substance. I'm not looking to you. I ask if the person has evidence beyond their words for what they're saying that might be matched to the conversation that I'm having with you or you trying to have with me at the time. I'm asking for evidence, and I demand it. I want to push my point of view and get your reactions to my point of view. And you know what you'll finally come into when you do that? The person that's trying to brainwash you eases up, because they know that they can't do it to you because you're thinking. You're thinking about everything. You're thinking it through. You're not just going to believe it because they said it. You're not hook, line, and sinker into them. So how does one analyze their past experience in order to judge if they have been spiritually brainwashed by anyone at any time? Because that's what you have to do. In other words, I look at this particular aspect and I said, have I ever been brainwashed in my life? I believe that the answer is absolutely not. I've never been brainwashed because there's no reason for me to forfeit what I know to be true in my life as opposed to what someone else is trying to get me to understand. Because I differentiate between normal interdependency that takes place in a normal relationship and an abnormal one. What? I'll say it again. Each of us have to differentiate. You have to know how to make the difference between someone's words to reality, between what is normal, or are you interdependently connected to something that is abnormal in order to keep your relationship going. Now, here's how you can know whether that works. Do you become angry when someone speaks about the leader that you have placed yourself under? If you're in a church, so to say, and you believe in that pastor, and someone comes and tells you something about that and say, you know, you're listening to, I'll just use someone out of the blue. Fred Price, he's dead now. He would say, you can speak life and you can speak death. I recall when he got the COVID, and if I listened to his old tapes and to the things that he said, he could speak COVID away from him. He would claim, but he couldn't. And his body was racked with it, and it took him out of here. Many times I tried to get that man to come to my radio show and appear on them there and tell people how that worked. But he was deceiving the masses, and he got rich because of it. So, if Fred Price was your pastor and you hear what I just said and you become angry when someone speaks about a leader that was lying to you, you've been brainwashed. See, do you prefer to spend time with any particular person or any other person more than any other? You've been brainwashed. Do you become depressed when this pastor, this teacher, this soothsayer does not speak to you or removes himself or herself from you slightly? Do you become rather depressed or upset? Well, how come they didn't come by my house? I'm having an event at my place of residence tonight. I didn't sponsor it. Another man is. He's spending a couple of days with me. He's from out of town. And I said, yes, you can invite your friends by my home. I know some of them. And I'm going to go out later, Lord willing, to buy a few refreshments. But I don't care whether it just he's here with me and nobody shows up. I invited a few friends. I said, if you're not doing anything, you can come by. But if they don't come by, I'm not depressed. No. Have you lost friendships and relationships with others because of this person that you're committed to? Think about it. Because if you have, it could be a sign that you've been brainwashed by this person. Have you become preoccupied with this person's outward physical appearance or with their problems when you hear about them? When this person says, oh, our family, we're going through this, we're going through that. It's very interesting. I had a house guest, and he was listening to a person that he knows telling him about what had happened in his life. And I was just listening to it over the speakerphone, and it's obvious that that person did not analyze what was happening in their lives, and they were brainwashed to the degree that they were very depressed. And I said to the person that is with me a couple of days, I said, see, I'm working on a study on brainwashing, and that's exactly what he was. And the person said that his own family was involved in it, and he didn't want to have anything to do with anyone that's in some kind of dream vision ministry, because he found out that he was brainwashed. Do you at times find yourself defending your church ministry, defending what they say, defending what they do, when you don't even know why they do it? You've been brainwashed. Some of the signs. Do you buy gifts or stop by to speak with these people unexpectedly at times? Oh, I was in the neighborhood and I just drop by. How are you doing? It's so good to see you. I thought that you'd like this. You've been brainwashed because you ought not do that. And you don't even spend time with your own family. Do you refer any person, whomever they are, in a conversation without that person's name coming up in normal conversations, do you bring it up? You've been brainwashed. Not only are these serious characteristics of dependency when you're brainwashed because you have a dependency, and what we tend to do is we tend to believe what the pastor says. I was a pastor and I told people, don't be believing me, because I have problems just like you have problems. And I have to work through my problems in the very same way that you have to work through your problems. Pay attention to other people. Listen. Listen to them without the ability to learn, but from this one person, you're messed up. You can listen to them, but learn from other people. Listen to what other people have to say about your life, especially when somebody tells you that you owe God this and God is looking for you to do this or that. Be very careful about that. You can admire somebody, but admiration beyond that which is expected is crazy. And it's real crazy when you receive counsel from only this one person and nobody else. Most likely you've been brainwashed. And then when you find out that it doesn't work that way, you get real depressed and you say, oh God, they took advantage of me. Of course they did. And if you have a means like money, finances, property, and you own some stuff and you've given them some of those gifts and you see your bank account has dwindled. See, I have to go to the store to get some knickknacks and some snacks. And I only had so much money in my little account that I have. And I just checked it this morning and seen that some benefits came in so I can take a car and go to the supermarket and shop. I'm not going to ask anybody to add anything. I'm going to have a few people coming by the house. I'm not going to break the bank, but my guests will be well taken care of. But I'm not brainwashed to spend all my money on everybody else and to find myself wanting. I'm not going to do that. When affirmation is only received from your pastor, you're in trouble. You've been brainwashed. When all of your spare time is spent with this person, on this person, for this person, you've been brainwashed. And if you believe that the pastor receives special recommendation, you should open up your Bible to Romans chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. I'll read it to you. Sounds like this. He's talking about a person that brainwashes another person and especially uses spiritual endeavors to do it. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue, they keep deceiving. The poison of asp, you know, that's a poisonous snake, is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths. And the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's why these false prophets, these crooks, these pimps can tell you anything, and you find yourself emptying your bank for their cause. They'll come to you crying, lying. Brainwashing starts in an unacceptable acceptance of heart issues. Jeremiah, the Old Testament prophet, wrote about it in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. And I use the Bible because I don't read the Quran regularly, and I'm sure that the Quran has verses in there to warn you about the misgivings of people. Every religion does. Every faith does. My understanding is the Bible, because that's what the colonizers used on my ancestors, my family. I have a family Bible in my office here that was given to my father and mother when they were married. And so we use the Bible as that frame of reference. Jeremiah 17 and 9 says, the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? You can't unless you investigate it and ask questions about it. Why are you asking me to give all these offerings in the church? Why are you telling me to give a tithe when the Bible doesn't teach tithing? Why are you calling me to ask me if I've been paying my offering, my tithes and offerings? Brainwashing starts in an unacceptable acceptance of heart issues. Now, I'm going to give you some more. Let me tell you this. First of all, God abhors it. God hates it. God hates it in people when they do it. People have been using it. Get your Bibles. Turn to Psalms chapter 5, verse 6, the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. I'm going to take you through some books here, and we're going to do some study, and so that we can look at this on our own and find out. Psalms chapter 5, that's in the Old Testament. And for those of you brothers that are incarcerated in prisons, I know they allow you to have a Bible there. Get out that little Bible and turn to the book of Psalms. I love you, brothers, because sometimes you find yourself in an uncomfortable position because you've been brainwashed by somebody else that God doesn't even like. Look at this. Psalm chapter 5, verse 6 says, thou dost destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit. See, the Lord doesn't like to put up with that mess. He knows what it is. Why don't you know? I know what it is. Go to Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28. See, we have a Bible to guide us. And I'm not going to lie to you. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28 says, do not be a witness against your neighbor without a cause, and do not deceive with your lips. And that's what these guys have done. If they're telling you, you owe God, you don't. God is not looking for you to give your money to no church. You can give it to a church if you want to keep the lights on, to pay the custodian to clean the toilets because you have to sit on it. Your children have to use it. I understand you need money to keep the organization going, but you don't owe God 10% of anything of your money. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 28. Look at this. He says, do not be a witness against your neighbor without a cause, and do not deceive with your lips. The preacher makes it very plain. Now let's go to the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. That's in the New Testament part of your Bible. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. See what the Bible says. It says, for let not him who means to love life and to see good days refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. You know what guile is? Hypocrisy. Lying. And that's what a lot of these church leaders have done to you, to take what is yours, to put it in their bank. Those that brainwash others cannot be, and you have to know this, they cannot be spiritually clean. They will come to you and act as if they're so clean and oh, brother, he's a good brother. You can trust him, and he's always been faithful. You know what? I have a clip connected to my website right now, and I'm going to leave that video clip up there, and it talks about how the mega church destroyed biblical Christianity in America. And you know what? We just love to look at Osteen, don't we? Don't we like to look at him in that big old football stadium, man. He got that big globe there turning, and man, you just sitting there, and you better read Psalms chapter 24, verses 3-5. I'm going to read it for you. Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, telling you, you owe God a tenth. That's falsehood. And has not sworn deceitfully. In other words, use his power and to manifest God in a deceitful way. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. See, but if you're a liar and brainwashing people, you're the complete opposite of that. I'm just keeping it plain. We should always beware of those kinds of tendencies in people. And it usually resurrects itself in church folk. Church folk do it. Religious leaders. Now let's go to the New Testament. Go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. Now you know, PJ, I'm going to give you scripture. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I don't have time to be shoveling manure, giving you my opinion about anything. If you've been brainwashed. Now look, if you like being brainwashed, if you like being tricked and deceived, continue. That's why they ran me off the radio, because I was a preacher on the radio. I never forget there was an elderly Anglo lady. She was ill, and she died. And she was a very strong Christian lady. She used to listen to me on K-Bright, KBRT, 740 AM on the AM dial. There's station out of Santa Ana, but you can pick them up in L.A. Supposed to be a Christian station. And she told her daughter before she died to send me a gift of $25. And she told her daughter, this man is the only man that I've heard in my life that is teaching what God is really saying on the radio. And the rest of them are money whores. And after this lady's mother died, she sent me a check for $25 and sent it to my P.O. box when I had one of those. And she sent a letter attached. And she said, thank you. My mother died in peace and happiness listening to you. She wouldn't miss you one Sunday. And I just had a 30-minute radio. No, it was an hour radio presentation live. I drove from the church to Santa Ana to do the radio thing and back home. Now, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6. It says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Did you hear that? Paul said, don't let no one share that message. You go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, the same writer. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and then he writes to the church at Colossae in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Now, this is just cutting it just the way it is. They said, don't let anyone take advantage of you through tricking you. The persons that practice this kind of dangerous practice, you can see what they're leading you into. It's like their airship is going down in flames, and you're right next to it looking at them saying, what happened? No, you have to go to Romans chapter 1, and I'm going to go there for you because I'm going to read it. Romans chapter 1, verses 29 through 32. Being filled with unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parent, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but they give hearty approval to those who practice them. In other words, these pastors meet with other pastors and high-five each other and co-sign, and they got the American church all duped behind this foolishness. False teachers are those that lead the way in brainwashing schemes. They're schemes. I've been telling you people this for years. Now, as we come to the end of our prosperity in this country, we cannot help but to see that it is true. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. You know PJ is going to use scripture. I'm not going to talk about somebody and not raise some scripture here. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 says, "For such men are false apostles." That's what Fred Price was. He was a false apostle when they ordained him as an apostle of the church. False apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. You see, and you're following him. And man, you can look at the ordination of making Fred Price an apostle. It's all on the internet. On YouTube, you can see it, where they got this Catholic hat on his head. These are black people following this junk. And you have to ask yourself, what in the world are these people doing? Hey, I'm going to tell you what they're doing, making money. Ask where Betty Price is living. What kind of a house is she living in? Where did they get that money to buy that house that overlooks the Pacific Ocean? Where did they get the money? You guys, come on. Turn to Jeremiah 14, 14. I'm not finished with you yet. Oh, no. You think I'm crazy? I'm not crazy. Jeremiah 14, 14 says, "Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying falsehood in my name." This is God speaking. He said, "These so-called prophets are prophesying falsehood in my name." Then God says, "I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them." I remember John MacArthur said in his commentary, he took it off of his church website, "I don't know when I ever heard anything from Christ." And here God says, "I haven't spoken to these men." And then he says, "They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, futility, and the deception of their own minds." Did you hear that? That's Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 14, in the Old Testament scriptures. He said, "They're lying to you." That's what they're doing. Stay in the book of Jeremiah and go to Jeremiah chapter 23. You really want to read a chapter and learn something about God. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 26 is the verse that that's 23. Let me make sure I got this right. Yes, and verse 26 says, "How long?" This is God speaking rhetorically through the pen of the prophet Jeremiah. He says, oh, I love this verse. I love it. "How long? Is there anything in the hearts of these prophets who prophesy falsehood, even those prophets of the deception of their own heart?" Now, I want you to continue to read. Look at verse 27. You got that Bible open, right? You want to read, right? You want to be rid of this brainwashing, right? Look what it says. Who, talking about the false prophets, false lying pastors, Pimpology 101, he says, who intend to make my people, that means the people that really love God, that want to follow God, that want to be motivated, moved, and unctioned by God. Look what he says. Who intend to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which they relate to one another, just as their fathers forgot my name because of Baal. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. God's not finished. God is talking through the mouth of one of his true prophets, the prophet Jeremiah. And he says in verse 28, the prophet who has a dream may relate his dream. But let him who, see, God is saying, if he have a dream, let him tell you about his bogus foolishness. Let him spew his lies. Let him tell his Disneyland fairy tale mentality. And then he says, he said, ooh, I love this verse. He says, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. That's me. See, this is God addressing PJ, your internet pastor. He says, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What does a straw have in common with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word that I preach, by the way, like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock? Then he says in verse 30, therefore, behold, I am against the prophet, declares the Lord, who steals my word from each other. That's when these preachers learn these gimmicks. And they say, hey, now listen, I'm going to tell you something you ain't never heard before. Now, wait a minute. Watch this. See, you don't know. I know, but you don't know. See, I'm the anointed. Watch me. Keep your eyes on me. See, I gave my 10th and look what I got. I'm driving a Bentley. Ah, see that? See that car out in front of my house? See that house I got? God did that. See, you can have it too. Wait a minute. Let's keep reading this. Look what God says in verse 30 of Jeremiah chapter 23. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who steal my words from each other. Behold, I am against the prophet, declares the Lord, who use their tongues and declare the Lord declared. In other words, he's saying these pimps would tell you that I said that and I didn't say that. That's why when God called me to preach, listen to PJ. Listen to this black man who loves you boys, okay? I love you, man. And what they told you was a lie. Your mama done gave everything she had. That's why we don't have an inheritance. We don't have an inheritance because we've given, oh, no, honey, I got to save my money for the pastor. I got to have a gift for him. Oh, no. Not if he's not preaching the word of God. When I was a pastor, they tried to give me an anniversary every year. I said, you're not going to be inviting no other churches in here. I don't minister to these people. No. Read Jeremiah 23 and learn something about what God says about these pimps. I'm telling you, some foul results of brainwashing. Yes, there's some foul results. Nothing good can come out of you being brainwashed. Nothing good can come out of there. Turn to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. Nothing good can come out of you being brainwashed. Nothing good at all. It says, he who speaks truth tells what is right. That's what I'm doing. But a false witness, deceit. See, he's deceiving you. She's deceiving you. You can be deceived. Don't think you can't. And religion is the easiest way to deceive a person. Look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 5. A faithful witness will not lie. That's me. I'm not going to lie to you. I love you. That's right. I love you, bro. And I'm faithful to God. I'm not going to lie to you. But look at the second part of that verse. But a false witness speaks lies. There's always the true, and there's always the false. Now, each of us are accountable to God for how we listen and how we follow. My role in this situation here is to give you all of the evidence that you need to protect you from these swindling liars that are running most of our churches today. I'm not saying that every church is like that. Just like there are swindling liars in Islam, there's swindling liars in the Buddhist faith, there's swindling liars in the Church of Satan. That's right. Each of us are to be accountable to God for how we listen and how we follow. Our spiritual lives are the gauge which assures us our constant safety with God and the peace of God in our hearts as we make sure that we are listening aright. Make sure that you are not under the guise of being tricked, because this the deception is running through our churches. On Sunday morning, if I want to hear true biblical teaching, I find one of my teachings on YouTube that I have up. I got almost 500 things on YouTube, because I know that when I put my lesson together, hey, I put it together right. And I'm not trying to deceive anybody. There are different people in the world that don't live the way we live, don't eat the kind of food we eat, don't make love the way we make love, don't love the kind of people we fall in love with, but they love other human beings. They're just as important as we are, but they have to come to this analyzation of these pimps and what they're doing on their own. Know this, that brainwashing is something that God abhors. God hates it. And brainwashing starts, remember what I said, in an unacceptable acceptance of issues that deal with the heart. That's your finances. And when somebody tells you, you need to give your finances to this organization and you don't have an inheritance, and I can say it now, and God knows my heart. If Lucy and I had took all the money that we earned and kept it for ourselves and invested in ourselves and in our children instead of an organization that turned out, the building doesn't even exist anymore where I taught on 976 East Jefferson. It's not even there. I have pictures of it before they bulldozed it. It's not even there. But what is lasting, how can I say it, is our family heritage, what we stood for, a monument that wasn't cloaked in something that God hated. Know that the person that brainwashes you is not spiritually clean. They're not. That these persons are practicing this, it's dangerous because it causes your airship to crash. And the brainwashing is just one scheme after another scheme, which is live to take you out. That's why they do it. They want to take you out. They want to make you dependent upon their way of looking at life. And when you look at them, look at them. They have the best of everything. Now, this is what they'll do. They'll come and say, well, our church, we're helping this orphanage over here. We're helping these. We send $5,000 a year to this orphanage over here. We wait a minute. You got gang members in the city that you're in. You know what? In Los Angeles, you got young people in the street attacking people. Because a lot of people don't have money. They don't have jobs. I have to be very careful. I have to take a car to go to the market today. My friends told me to call a few of my friends if I needed that. No, but I feel okay. I just have to go to a safer market. And I have to buy, because I may have 5 or 6 people come by the house tonight, listen to some music and just hang out. But I'm not preoccupied with me, because I don't want people to be brainwashed to think that I have all the right answers. I know that I don't. But I want everyone to be able to, as I said earlier, to differentiate between interdependency that takes place in a normal relationship and that abnormal dependency to believe somebody because of a title that they may have. You've been brainwashed. I tell the men in the group that I associate with, please don't call me doctor because I don't have an earned doctor's degree. Those men said, you've told us that, professor. You've told us that, doctor. He said, but in where we come from, you a doctor because you give us wisdom. You make us think like we've never thought before. You are providing for us that which most of the people in your position do not provide. So you are a doctor because we get the medicine of the wisdom from your mind. I've always loved people. And that's why when God chose me to preach, I denied him when he first called me because I didn't want to be no friend. You have to understand, I didn't want to be no preacher. I didn't want to do that. But once I accepted the call of God in my life, I only preached the truth. I did not know how to lie to people that God has put under my custody. I don't know how. But remember, I said this to you earlier. Brainwashing takes place within a particular context. Now, if you are caught within the context of this brainwashing procedure, and you have no idea that you have been subdued by people that have captured you, if you don't know what the intention of that person is, why are you listening to them? All right, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, because I got a few minutes left, and I really want to get it. Okay, if I am a pastor of a church, and you're coming there Sunday after Sunday, and if you put anything in that basket, okay, know this, that that's for the person lecturing, that's for the people paying for the rental of the place and all that kind of stuff. You've got to say to yourself, what am I here to believe? All right, you go to a church, you don't expect to go to a church to hear certain people of God marginalize other human beings. You don't. I recall when I was a young man and a young gay man came by to have snacks at my house before my family and I, and his cousin went back to church at night and my pastor was preaching, And I asked a young teenage gay boy, he said, I don't like going to church because they marginalize me. And I said, oh, no, that won't happen in my church. No, my pastor wouldn't do that. Sure enough, we went back. We were sitting in the row. He was sitting right next to me. And my pastor looked out and saw, because of his mannerisms, that he was in the life. And he began to bescathe him and to crucify this young man. I was outraged. I was appalled. Young man got in my car, and I'm driving him to his home with his cousin. And he says, see, John, I was just a young deacon in the church at that time. I wasn't a minister. And he says, see why I don't go to church? That was wrong for what my pastor did. That was wrong. I knew I was gay at the moment. I didn't confront my pastor. Why? Because I was brainwashed. I was brainwashed by what he did. What he did was damnable wrong. I should have told him that Sunday. I should have got my family up out of there immediately, because that was unbiblical. That was wrong for him to do. But I was brainwashed. So I'm bringing this thing to you because I don't want you to be brainwashed the way that I was. That young man was hurt in his heart. That was wrong, what J.B. Stanley did. It was wrong. I can say it today. And I'm telling you that they will attempt to persuade you that they're your friends, like my pastor was trying to do when he talked about that boy like that. That my pastor had the right way. And that boy, because he was homosexual, was wrong. No, he's born that way. That's his life. And that's why he was by my house having dinner with me. And we didn't mention his gayness or anything, because I'm gay. But I told him, you can feel safe around me. But in my own church, and I was just a deacon in that church, I should have got up and left that place immediately. But I didn't do it because God had an intent. God wanted me to go through it, and so that I could be in the position that I'm in right now to bring a lesson against that. I don't bring a lesson that doesn't hold me accountable to it. I'm not, hey, the Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And J.B. Stanley was wrong. They want to try to persuade me and attempt to turn me from people that are like me through their deceitful lies and favors. Oh, the Lord loves your family. The Lord loves you, John, because, see, you with us. No, 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 no. That was wrong. And what they do in time is that they, through this system of altering your reality, they gradually bring you towards another conviction. The conviction of, let's say, Pastor James Billy Stanley, instead of the conviction of what God would say. See, eliminating the worldview, when I told that young teenage boy at 17, you will not be pounced upon like that if you come to. No, they manipulated me, and they will manipulate you. That's what the brainwasher will do. They will manipulate you, twist your mind, indoctrinate you to think like them, changing your belief system, and the next thing you know, you've been captured by their words. And many of us that attend these religious institutions fall under that, and there's no credence at all to back it up, absolutely none. So don't let anyone alter your present convictions concerning the world that you live in. You know who you are. You know why you are. And then what they'll try to do, oh, you going to hell. You going to, no. That's why when you hear me, you hear me come against them. Don't let nobody change your way of thinking through life towards their environment especially if that environment makes you feel uncomfortable. You don't need to go there, because it's a plan to take you out of your worldview and to wash your brain from your worldview and have you submerged into their deceit. Now, I read the Bible scriptures. You see what God says about it. Now it's up to you. Don't be brainwashed, friend. Come clean. Remember, God has given you a mind to think on your own. And as you think on your own, think with the ability to be free and independent of anyone else's view. Thank you for coming to my website. You brothers and sisters know that I love you. And as long as I live and have breath in me, I'm going to teach the truth. Tell your friends about this. I'm sure it'll be a great help to them. God bless you.